something to feel your love just once again. But that day it never comes, babe. That's why I'm crying with the pain. And you treat love just like a game. You're just like a little child, babe. And you treat love just like your own game. But you never really loved me, honey. That's why I'm crying with the pain. Yeah, I'm crying with the pain. 'Cause every night and every day, yeah, I'm crying, 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 crying. 'Cause every night. And those are three words you never say. Let's go driving on this highway. Let me wander far and wide. Got my arm out on the window with my baggage on fire by my side. All I see is this orange color. I see it glow. Recall just why I'm here now, but I still remember better days, better days. I know that they'll come again and save me from the sin, help me carry on. I hope.
like I got no place to be. Only you can set me free. If you only would, better day. I ain't got a dime to call you, but you wouldn't answer. So what's the point?
Well, a bracket of a bit of Americana and a bit of soul music. We heard Raised by Eagles, I Must Be Somewhere is the title of their latest album, which won the Age Music Victoria Award for Best Country Album of the Year. And we heard the song Shape and Line. And boy, another terrific album from Raised by Eagles. Before that, we heard from the Dusty Millers, produced by Shane O'Mara. And the Dusty Millers are Loretta Miller, who is the daughter of not Lisa Miller, but Tracy Miller, and also Lisa Miller, Tracy's sister, in there. The Dusty Millers, they released an EP, and we heard their version of the Allman Brothers' Midnight Rider, kind of pay tribute to Greg Allman. And we started off with a couple of tracks of soul in that bracket. Better Days from The Meltdown and their self-titled album, and the Teskey Brothers from their album, Half Mile Harvest. And boy, are they getting some fantastic response to that album. They've just toured America to great success and really doing great things. The Teskey Brothers, Half Mile Harvest is the title of the album. Let's continue with Charles Jenkins and the Shivagos.
Though we can fly, we come crashing down alive. can make it on my own. So I'll say goodnight, and I'm not gonna take it home. Sometimes lovers, let's take it back to when we didn't know each other. Ooh, we were sometimes lovers. Should've known that I didn't need it and you didn't want it. Should've known that I. Sometimes lovers.
Fake State from the album Last of the Buffalo, which is a song written by Tim Rogers. You heard the title track of the album there, the Heartache State being Nick Barker and Justin Garner. So terrific album from them. Before that, Dan Sultan and his album Killer, appropriately titled. I think it was almost a number one hit for him. It was either number one or number two on the ARIA charts earlier this year, and a great album from Dan Sultan, whose career has really kicked on over the last couple of years, hasn't it? And we heard from Charles Jenkins and the Shivagos. Charles, one of the great songwriters from Melbourne town. His latest album's called The Last Polaroid, and we heard the song Cartwheels. You've been listening to Off the Record with Brian Wise. I hope you've enjoyed the program this week. It seemed to have gone by really quickly, playing some of my favourite Australian albums of 2017. And boy, I could do about 3 hours of this, just choosing Australian albums. But next week, we'll play some of the international albums of the year. And over the coming summer, I've got some great interviews coming up for you. So stay tuned for those if you can. On Off the Record, brought to you on the satellite network of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation, I'm going to leave you with my number one album of 2017. A fantastic album recorded by Jim Lurie, who used to go under the moniker of Grizzly Jim Lurie. And if you like the albums by The War on Drugs, I think you're really going to enjoy this. It's amazing that it hasn't been more successful. Some of the songs are just so brilliantly composed and played. I can't believe it wasn't in the top 10. We'll hear Still Missing You, a beautiful ballad from Jim Lurie, from Slacker of the Year by Jim Lurie, my number one album of 2017. Not everybody will agree with me. If you want to make some comments, you feel free to email me, brianwise@aol.com, brianwise@aol.com. Hope you've enjoyed the show today. I'll be back again next week. I'm going to leave you with Jim Lurie.
river gone.
Hi, this is Chuck Lavelle, keyboardist with the Rolling Stones, and you're listening to Off the Record.